Session number 10656, Reel 3.
Mr. Bob Bird, Reel 3. You went aboard which ship at Avonmouth?
Manitou, it is down there.
The Manitou?
8,000 ton.
And what was your accommodation like aboard? Where were you put on the ship?
Well, we were under the horses. The horses on the first deck underneath it. In their what's name?
Bays or
barrier, a bale between each horse. Sometimes I slipped down and I was all playing. We used to have to get behind them round there to muck out, because they used to use them in their stand with a bar between each one, and their heads were tied up short.
Tied up?
Yeah, So you went down a passage, long passage there, to feed them. They were given hay in a bag, and that was tied up so they could, when they were having their hay feed, when they had their feed, they had nose bags on. And you had to watch yourself when they raised their head. You get all corn if there was any there, get a smack round the ear or the nose bag. You got a half foot and all that kind of thing.
And when you mucked out, what would you do? You threw that
over. Go behind them and watch yourself. It was pretty docile. One or two died.
And would you clear that overboard when you mucked out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sweep it out, wash it out. We used to wash down and clean up, sweep up, and all that kind of thing, muck out.
It was a cattle ship, wasn't it? It was built for cattle. But did they have enough room, or were they able to get enough exercise en route?
No exercise. They had to stand there in between their respective positions.
Did they have enough room?
Sometimes they would collapse.
What would cause them? What would make
sickness? What might sort be of sick?
What kind of sickness? Was there anything they were particularly prone
well,
to?
Well, you didn't know. It was one or two died.
You didn't know what from?
No.
Now you.
Always a hell of a job was to get them out. They'd pull them along and sling them overboard. You see them floating from miles while you were going on there, you see them floating because they balloon up.
Did it upset you when they died?
Well, no, you feel sorry. Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
No, you felt I felt sorry for the horses. I used to feel sorry for the horses because they can't speak to you, can they?
So that was your job while you were on ship, was to look after the horses. That must have kept you pretty busy.
Yeah, well, they used to have to groom them, brush them, brush their backs.
Now, you say your accommodation was below the horse deck.
Yeah.
What was your accommodation like?
Well, you could have a hammock. I used to sleep on the take me blankets. You go up the deck, from an old deck.
Why was that?
Because I didn't like the idea of being down below, lower than the horses. So I used to lay me bed of a night time on a passageway. Well, you had to get up and move in the morning because the crew were washing down the decks.
You say you didn't, you didn't like being below the horses, but were you nervous of submarines or of that? Or what was it?
Well, he had orders to go for submarines on guard, with gunners on the decks upstairs looking out for submarines.
Was that what worried you about being underneath, though? Or what was it?
No. Worry, you got to put up with it.
But
sort
I mean,
of thing.
You said you didn't like being underneath, and that's why you slept on deck. What was it exactly that worried you about being underneath?
I thought, well, now I think to myself, well, I'll float off. If we, what's the name, we might have a chance, we're not blown up, we'll float off and get saved. That's what I used to think.
The rest of the day you'd be below, though, working on the horses. Would you spend... But would you spend much time on your deck, on the deck where you were meant to be?
No. No, there was always... It was all something to do, you see, with horses. You got to groom them the best way you could, brush their backs, and what's the name, and muck about.
Would you have a special horse on a trip? How many horses were there aboard? There'd be a lot, wouldn't there?
I forget how many horses. I didn't make a note of city horses.
Hang on, I'll just... 650, it says here.
650.
And how many would you have to look after?
Oh, well, you had to look after... Oh, yeah.
Would you be looking after more than one?
Oh, yes, you always had two, sometimes three, to groom.
Now, did you have any problem with seasickness?
Seasickness? Oh, I was a rotten sailor. Oh, blimey. Oh. Well, the first trip we set sail, I never had anything to eat from Sunday to the Wednesday. I absolutely just couldn't... Food, the look of it made me sick. Oh, well, I was real sick. I was a rotten sailor. I couldn't stand that.
Did anybody suggest any cures?
Well, my pal brought me sips of tea, old Jim Murray, and he brought me if I remember, an apple to chew. He'd see something that didn't upset him. The seasickness never up my son. And when he went to, down the south.
No matter. Well, was there anything else you remember about conditions aboard ship during the journey? Did you get ashore at anything? You went to via Gibraltar, and you coaled ship at Malta, I think, on March 28th.
Yeah, we coaled at Malta.
That must have
got we got covered in coal dust. Damn, more seas used to bring it up a walkway into the when we were coaling up a gangway, up a chute. And there was coal dust everywhere. Well, they used to shoot it down into the below.
Did that? You say the coal dust got everywhere. Did it get on the horses?
That's what I say. Coals will work in dusting, keeping them clean, and keep any lice, vermin.
So, did you get ashore at Malta at all?
No, nobody there ashore. We got out of Alexandria.
You got there on April the 1st, according to your diary.
Yeah. And we went down and left the docks. We unloaded and harnessed up and we went down, a little way down the coast. and we were able to buy their horses then.
What state were they in after the voyage? What state were the horses in? Did it weaken them, a trip like that?
No, it didn't seem to. They were all docile, except as I say, ones who got sick.
So if they didn't actually get sick, then the journey didn't really affect them.
They collapsed.
But if they didn't get that, then their health was all right.
Oh, yes.
So it was all or nothing?
Once they got onto the shore and got their sea legs, it was all right.
Now, you didn't go far from the docks?
No, a little way down the coast, where I was by them in the sea.
And this was at Chatby Camp?
Chatby Camp, that's all.
And what do you remember about life then? What were you doing? How did you react to your first experience of a foreign country, really?
We had to keep our harness clean. We were always harness cleaning.
What did you use to clean your harness? What?
Dubbing.
Was that hard work?
Oh, yes, elbow grease, or what they call elbow grease.
What about metal parts?
There was inspections of your harness and all that. You've got no row if you wouldn't get them clean. And the straps and all that, supple.
What about the metal parts? Were you expected to keep them polished?
In fact, they stopped us cleaning our buttons. Because of the enemy.
See
the flashing with the sun on our buttons, on our tunics.
And when did they tell you to stop that? Was that when you got to
Ireland? Yeah, I was getting near the Turks. Getting nearer the where we're going to land.
Now, you were given a special job in charge of the mules on the water cart. What do you remember about that?
Well, I was in charge, a corporal in charge, and we used to have to go down to a certain well. Our engineers had dug for water. What do they call that place? I made a note of that. We called it a special place.
In Alexandria?
No, down from where we had our lines and all that, we had to go to this where the engineers had made a well, see, and you used to have to fill the water cart,
and how did you do
go
that?
go back to our lines.
How did you fill the water cart?
You used to pump it up. We used to have to go in and get out, no lying about, because he used to say, if he saw a congregation of water carts or anything, he'd start shelling. He wouldn't waste his shells on one.
But this is at Alexandria?
Yes.
There's no shelling there?
Yeah.
I mean, at Chatby?
Yes. Yes, that would be while we had his owner there.
So you later on did that job at Gallipoli, I presume, from what you just said.
Well, job I had at Gallipoli.
We'll come back to that then. I think you get. Well, while you were at Chatby, you were put on this water cart duty. And we've dealt with that. Was there any other jobs you had while you were at Chatby?
No. Later on, when I got on a Gallipoli.
No, if we could save that. Do you remember the big parade of the 29th Division when you were in front of Hamilton on April 6th?
That was, yes, right. We marched past. That was before we got, we was Alexandria. We had a march past with Ian Hammond, because he was in charge, a general in charge. And we had about a couple of mile march past that day.
Do you remember anything about it?
No, nothing, just march past, that's all. He was a viewing, he was viewing with other officers. But we were sort of a crowd we were, I think.
Now, were there any rumours at the time that you were aware of?
No.
Of where you were going? Did you know anything about
possibility
of going to...
No.
Did you know why the 29th Division had gone out to Egypt? Did you have any idea at all? At the time? Because Gallipoli hadn't started.
No.
So as far as you were concerned...
We didn't know any where we were going after we left Lebanon Spa.
Did you get any chance to get out for recreations, to have a look round?
No, it always work. Well, I was on Gallipoli.
Hang on. So, what happened next then at Alexandria? You weren't there long, were you?
No.
So where did you go from there?
We set sail again. We come back to the docks. Come back to the docks and set sail again.
On the same ship?
Same ship.
Manitou.
Yeah. We didn't know where we were going.
So, when you set sail, this is when you met the Turkish destroyer, isn't it? Could you tell us that?
Oh. That is when we got... place called some harbour there, I believe. Well, now I'm trying to think of it.
It's not in your diary.
It's in there somewhere. Somewhere in there. Begins with an L.
And could you tell us what exactly you saw? This Turkish... This was on April the 16th.
We saw it coming towards us. We saw one of our boats.
You were on deck then?
Yeah, I stood amidships on a promenade deck, lower deck. And I was watching the performance of the destroyer. Standing by the what's the name? Because we're going to sink you. See?
Yeah.
Just standing there in the ignorance, really. Didn't realise it. But he, as I say, he was so excited and he got to get in and get out before the neighbour called him. The neighbour called him in the end, they were run aground on an island. He got so close, he held the captain, and he just went back like a few yards back, what's name, and fired his salvo of torpedoes.
Now, he'd warned you, had he?
Yeah, he was going to thank you, 3 minutes to clear.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it, I didn't hear it myself.
But you were told that's what he'd said?
Yes, it was passed round. It was passed round amongst the chaps.
And what did you do? Was the ship evacuated?
Well, the crew was getting all the lifeboats into action. And they didn't do it properly. See, in their anxiety, we got good amount hung out. And because they wouldn't done, they hadn't done properly, we got halfway down the side of the ship and chucked us all out and dumped us out. The old damn lot come down to this, and the bird turned turtle. And chaps above on deck who didn't get into the lifeboats started chucking the tops of the what's the name of the covers of the ship. What do you call them? The that open out for when they were loading up.
Hatch covers.
The what?
Hatch covers.
Yeah. And shot one or two over the ball, overboard. And they killed two or three of our men. He hit them in the water. Poor buggers never had a chance.
Did you have a life belt on?
Yeah. Well, while orders was going on, we scrambled down stairs and got a life belt. Set that on and went up again. You was pushing and shoveling up these to get down to the get of the life, because we never wore them. There was no order to wear them, but later on you weren't allowed to go walk about without you had a life belt on. And so got it strapped on, and
so at what stage were you at when the Turkish destroyer backed off and tried to fire its torpedoes?
Standing amidships.
So that's...
Oh, so if we had been, I'd have been blown up.
So that was before you actually went over the side in this boat that...
Yeah.
And what happened to the torpedoes? They went...
They went underneath.
Could you just explain
why?
See,
he got too close. See, we... They were ailing distance to a megaphone. He was so excited, the German officer, he got such a target, he got too close to us. As you see, when they fire a torpedo, they drop and come up again and go and then take their travels. And that's what happened. They all went under the boat.
So let's get this straight.
That's what saved us.
So that he did that after 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And what had you been doing during that 3 minutes? That's when you'd gone down.
We'd been downstairs and gone down and come back with waiting events.
And that's when he fired the torpedo.
He fired.
And then you got into the. They tried to put the boats over the side after that.
Yeah.
And that's when your boat fell off the davits and you went into the water.
Mm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What? Had they taken any action about trying to fire at the torpedoes, rifles or anything?
Rifles locked up downstairs. They got the rifles out where they were locked up downstairs, but there was no ammunition. That was locked up. You couldn't get no ammunition. We could lay on the decks and pop. Had a battle.
The destroyer had fired the torpedoes, but did it attempt to fire any of its armament, its guns?
No.
Why was that, do you think? I mean, you were busy getting into the lifeboat, I suppose.
No, they just manned their torpedo crew and fired them. You see the smoke leave the gun.
The torpedo, too.
You're so close.
So after they'd fired them, you got into this lifeboat. Was there any panic?
I was panicked while we were getting our lifebelts downstairs and coming up the stairs. Some going down, some coming up. Panic, I say there was. One officer, I forget his name, Lieutenant, in our battery was, he's mentioned in the book I've got down there. What was his name? A regular officer.
Anyway, what did he do?
He threatened to shoot anybody else. It was causing a panic. He walked about with a revolver in his hand.
You know, the lifeboat that you got into was one of the reasons it came off, that it was too full. I mean, did too many people get into it, do you think?
No, it was poorly. It was handled properly. It wasn't handled properly. The crew, it was the crew's fault.
Now, what happened to you when you were in the boat, the sea? What happened? The Turkish took destroyer. What was that doing when you were actually in the sea after you'd fallen in?
Oh, well, the Navy was in there about 5 minutes. So then I got picked up with a lifeboat, a naval boat. Give a drink of rum.
So that you weren't in the water long?
Take our clothes off.
You weren't in the water long then?
No, it seemed a long time. But the Navy was floating about, and several of their boats were floating about, picking up chaps swimming about.
Had the Navy also chased off the Turkish destroyer?
Yes, they run the German chap of crew, run him ashore, somewhere on an island.
And that's why it hadn't been able to open up the sink that finished the job, is it? It got interrupted after they'd fired its torpedoes by the Navy.
Oh, they got arrested. They were taken prisoners, according to what I read in the book, the book I got there. They were arrested.
Do you think while you were in the water, do you think you'd have managed to stay afloat if it hadn't been for your life belt? Could you swim well enough, or was it your life belt that saved you?
Oh, the life belt. So I was getting pints of water, seawater. But I was all right. I just paddled about, and in no time, as I say, we were picked up. And then we went back onto our own boat.
So you were picked up by the HSS Reclaimer.
That's it.
And they gave you some rum.
That's right.
And then you were put back on board the Manitou.
Yeah. Walked up the companion ladder. Took us to the platform side of the naval boat and went up the companion ladder onto our own decks and put our clothes out in the sun to dry.
How did you feel about this experience anyway? Had you been
all of those days fun, I think. I never thought no more about it.
You weren't. It didn't frighten you, then?
No.
Had many people been killed? You said some.
I think we lost 60 drowned.
So there wasn't just your boat that went into the water then, There'd been other boats.
No, they were the ones that got drowned. Was chucked out the lifeboats from our boat. Into the sea, because as I say, the davits.
It had happened to more than one boat then, this business of the davits giving way or the boats not being launched properly. Is that right?
I don't know whether two couple of boats. The boat size of the ship, those size of the ship was taking place.
There were a lot of people in the water then. A lot of people had been tipped into the water besides your boat. Or had people been jumping over the side? That's what I mean.
Nobody jumping over the side. Nobody.
So how had 60 ended up and drowned then, if you see what I mean? How had they all ended up in the
water? Well, they said there were 60. Well, the chaps up who stayed on the board, as I say, chucked these hatch things over the side. And that killed several.
What I was wondering was how people ended up in the water. Because your boat capsized, your life.
Well, we had a. They picked up later on we had a call, we had a call, they were called roll call, and they were picked up and got ready for burial.